Shlishi of the Parsha marks the transition from the bracha at the beginning that takes the first 11 psukim of the parsha in bechukotai telechu, and then hinges and pivots v'im lo tishmuuli v'lo ta'asu et kol ha-mitzvot ha-ela, v'im b'chukotai timasu, v'im et mishpatai tigalu nafshechem, tigal nafshechem levilti yasot et kol mitzvot ha-ela, hafrechem et briti, but if not, and it begins with, im lo tishmu'u li, if you do not listen to me. And here, Rashi, working off a midrash of the Sifra, says something which at first glance, and I think it's quoted in Yeshivot a lot, but it seems like a Musar Shmuz gone amok. Okay, Rashi says, "V'im lo tishmu'u li, liyot amelim batorah." If you don't listen to me, if you don't toil in Torah. And you talk about toil and Torah, and you can start talking. You don't shteig. You don't work hard. You don't come to the base medrash on time. You don't learn constantly every Seder. So then, you're going to have this tremendous klala, Rachmana Litzlan, this tremendous curse, that the tochacha, the terrible pasuk after pasuk, beating up in terms of what will happen to Klal Yisrael when they do not follow in B'chokotai Timasu. If you kick away and the chukim become something which is abhorrent to you. And it just seems so strange that this is what's going to happen. As I say, it's like, you want to give a powerful Musar Shmuz to be sitting learning in Torah, fine, but to say that the entire tochacha is pivoting because of this? Isn't that just a little bit much, Rabbi? Just a little bit? Really? What is Rashi trying to get at? What is the idea? Where did they come with this notion in the first place? I think that the answer might lie not in the looking at the tochacha, but in what happens on the other side of the pivot. What happens right on that other side of the hinge. The last bracha, the ultimate bracha of the im b'chukotai telechu, if you follow the chukim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim miyot lahem avadim. I am Hashem, your Lord, that's taken you out of Mitzrayim from being slaves to them. Va'eshbor motot ulechem. And I have broken the yokes that are upon you. Va'olech etchem komimiyut. And I have allowed you to walk upright. And what does it mean to be upright? What does it mean to have? And the Ibn Ezra on that pasuk says the following. He says that bikoma zikufa, stand up, reik. Then he says v'reikemach, and the people who are the know nothings, literally the people whose brains are empty, reikemach, amru ki aklalot rabot me'abrachot. He said this is komimiyut. It's sort of like a blanket, right? One very general term. And you take a look at the klalot, you take a look at the tochacha, and you see detail after detail. V'lo amru amet. And so the reike moach, you kind of guessed that he wasn't going to agree with them. But the reike moach, these know-nothings, so they simply say that there are more curses than there are blessings, and they did not say the truth. Rak ne'emru ha-brachot klal, v'ne'emru ha-klalot pratim. It's just that the Torah tells the brachot in a general sense, and the klalot in more detail.
Now, too often, when people are asked, and maybe this is the Rekemach that he's referring to, he didn't read Tolstoy. We know that the Ibn Ezra didn't read Tolstoy. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we know, read Tolstoy. But Rabbi Ibn Ezra, we know, didn't read Tolstoy. So too often, when you talk about the Brachot and the Klalot, so you think of the famous opening of Anna Karenina, where Tolstoy, you know, says that, you know, all happy families are alike, and each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Probably sounds even better in the Russian. Right? But the idea that you say, okay, things are going well, and that's sort of like a blanket, right? No details. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. When things go wrong, right, then you're focusing on each detail, and you're focusing on each problem, etc. And that's, you know, what you could look at in terms of why the brachot are so broad, and the every happy am is happy, right? Is happy in the same way. And when things go bad, so then each detail of the klala. But really what the Ibn Ezra is saying is no. In that word komimiyut, and it's no coincidence that the Ibn Ezra chose to say this comment specifically on that word komimiyut. What does it mean to stand tall? What does it mean to be, you know, to have broken the yoke and to be able to stand bekoma zekufa? It's not the same for each and every one of us. Each one of us stands tall in each of our own way. The Torah can't even begin to describe how each and every one of us can stand bekoma zekufa. But that is exactly La'niyudati, what Chazal meant when they talked about being amel b'Torah. Amel b'Torah doesn't mean simply coming to the Beit Midrash and being there for Seder and steiging, as it were. It means that too. That's the beginning. That means that you're investing in Torah. And when you invest in Torah, you invest yourself, amel. You work hard. And when you invest in Torah, so then you reap the fruits, you reap the benefits, and those fruits are yours. They're your individual gain. The individual gain of each person becomes the gain of the community as the whole. The gains of the community become the gains of the Am as a whole. This is the message. This is what everything leads to. If you're amel b'Torah, so then everything falls into place because you have your destiny. You have your goal. You know what you're looking at. But your goal isn't necessarily the same as mine, and mine isn't the same as the person next to me. Because that field of Torah that we are toiling in, that amalut of Torah, that gives different fruit for different people. And that's the bracha that the Ibn Ezra is speaking about. And that bracha is something which you can talk about in the klal, komimiyut. You have a purpose. You have a destination. You know where you're headed. Or you can speak of in every single detail. But it's understood that the detail leads to the general of komimiyut. We're on a mission. We are on a track. Why does it take 49 days from Yitziat Mitzrayim, from the beginning, to reach our Amelut of Torah, our Kabbalah Torah? We're on day 38 of that destiny. Each day matters, each day, each Seder, if you are looking at it not as just punching the clock, not as just counting the days, but understanding that these are days of toil that allow you to use the term of the pasuk of Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. I've taken you out of Egypt when you toiled for someone else, for someone else's goal. Miyot lahem avadim, to be their slaves. And now you are able to go and stand at Sinai bekomim miyut, standing bekomaz kufa, standing upright. Because that amalut b'Torah, that struggling and that work in Torah, that toil of Torah, leads us to be able to stand tall. Have a wonderful day. We will continue to be standing tall. 9 o'clock shiurim. Please be prompt.